welcome to a special mini episode of the Daddy Unscripted podcast. My name is Tim Wheaton. I am the creator and host of the podcast, and I'm glad to have you here with me for this little in-between episode. I am, again, some people have asked me, why is it named Daddy Unscripted? And I come to these things without a script, and I probably should have a script, and a lot of these would probably move a lot with a better intent, and I may not kind of run around the mill as much as I do, but I don't want to do that. I want to come to my interviews with other dads without a script and just take the conversation where the conversation leads. And with this episode, I'm doing that very same thing. This is my episode falling during kind of a big week. This is not only the week of Thanksgiving, which obviously hits in a big way on what this whole podcast is really about, being a father and being a parent, but also at the end of this week, it is my birthday. So a lot of things to kind of reflect on, and this has been kind of an episode that I've been talking about doing for a while in my head, really. I haven't really been talking out loud about it with many people, but I've been wanting to do this episode about being thankful for things, about being respectful and thoughtful of my future and the future of my family, and what I need to do as a dad for my children, for my wife, for my friends and family all over, as a human being, to be thoughtful of myself and to want to really be healthy and to try and lengthen out my life as much as I can. Obviously, that's not entirely in my hands, but how healthy I am can have a play in that. And a lot of this comes from the thoughts of one of my best friends who I've talked about before on this podcast, Jason Radarmal, who passed away way too early at the age of 39. And every year, basically, I think about it on my birthday. I think about it on his birthday. And I think about it on the anniversary of his death, of course, about how short life can be, how even if you have what seems to be a lot of things all together and going well in your life, and you are really loved and respected by many, and you pour that out onto other people as well, that doesn't mean that you have this wealth of days coming ahead of you or years. And it's something that I need to be conscious of, because I'm entering my mid-40s pretty much. I don't know, how do you guys look at that? If you're, let's say you're 40, then what are your young 40s or your low 40s? Is 42, 42, 43? And then your mid-40s are 44 through 46? And then you're in your upper 40s, and then you're just 50. And then you just stop counting, I guess. So yeah, I'm pretty much entering my mid-40s at this point, and I found myself in the emergency room of the hospital two different times this year for different reasons, and with things that taught me that I need to make some changes in my life, and that I need to be a little bit more health conscious and thinking things through in a way that I really didn't in my 20s and my 30s, and basically didn't up until that day that I found myself in the ER. And I really need to think about, I say this sometimes as a joke, think about the children, but I do need to think about the children and my kids and my wife and what that would mean if, because I decided that I wanted to, and this wasn't what I got into the ER for, but, you know, what if I wanted to just suddenly start eating myself to death, basically, and eating whatever I wanted to, and really not exercising, which I really don't exercise now, and like drinking 10 sodas a day and doing whatever to just basically erode my body. And what would my family do without me? And how well would they be off? Which is not even a question. Like, they would not be well off right now. But I need to do these things. I need to really think about eating better and the simple thing of drinking a lot of water each day and trying to keep myself healthy from what I take into my body and what I do with my day-to-day life, really. And not only on what I'm consuming and what I'm eating, but also what I'm consuming, I think, really, from an outside perspective of my other senses. I really believe that, and I'm trying not to get too deep on you guys here, but I really do believe that what you take in visually, audibly, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it may be, that these things can affect your health. If you are a depressed, angry person all the time, then I think that absolutely can affect your health and your well-being. And so I need to make those things part of my everyday thought process to make sure that I am not going crazy on Donut Fridays here at work and eating, like, I would love to eat 2 maple bars every Donut Friday. I would love to, but I don't, and I shouldn't. But I need to remember that all of, you know, I'm not going to stop myself every time I'm putting a bite of yummy, not so good for me food in my mouth and say inside my head, think of the children. But I do need to do those things that keep me as healthy as I can be and give me a little bit more longevity to my life, because I do want to, even though I make fun of myself for this, I do want to be the 50-year-old dad in the stands that's rooting on my kids. And everybody maybe thinks I'm their grandparent, because I want to see them do those things. I want to live to possibly see my kids marry, and if they go to college, go to college. And I want to see all these things happen in their life. And so it's important that I do the things for myself to make that a possibility even. So as my birthday comes up this week, that is a very formulated thought in my head. I just restarted a diet recently, so that's kind of also part of the reason I can actually say these things without getting struck down by lightning for being a complete hypocrite. So I am trying to do some of these things to lose a little bit of this extra weight that I've put on for winter, apparently. I don't know. But I just wanted to kind of inspire you guys maybe as well to do these things, to think about these things, think about how much time your kids want to spend with you as your life goes on, and that your spouse wants to spend with you, or your significant other, or for those of you who maybe don't have a wife and a family. I know it's hard to think about that, but think about these things down the road. You know, you're going to want these years at the end of your life and in the middle of your life to be a little bit less painful and a little bit less of a trial to get out of bed in the morning, or to not be able to run with your kids or whatever because you didn't really do things so healthy in your earlier years, you know. So I know I'm not really one to talk, but it is an important thing for us parents to think about, I think. So I just wanted to say on this Thanksgiving week also, I'm very thankful for each and every one of you who is listening to this podcast and is sending me some feedback, whether it's through the email, whether it's leaving me a review or whatever, or even those of you who I know who are sending me texts and saying things. I love it when somebody out of the blue is sending me a text, and, you know, I got one of these last week sending me a screenshot of my podcast and they're listening to whatever episode it may be. I get a good feeling out of that. So I like that you guys actually are putting a little bit into this as well. So I hope that you are getting something out of it also from the conversations that I'm having. And if you feel like you maybe aren't, or you're looking at the guest list and you're saying, I don't really want to listen to any of those. Well, who do you want to listen to? Let me know. And I don't know what my voice just did. I will do my best to get that person on, or you can help me get that person on. That would be great. So keep all that coming in. I hope that you all have an amazing Thanksgiving this week. Whoever that may be that you spend it with, your extended family or just your immediate family, I hope that you are able to just take a couple of those moments in between football games, in between doing dishes or cooking or whatever it is that you may be doing on this day, driving and traveling and being so angry at the people that are also driving and traveling around you. Take a couple minutes to just look around you and take in some of the love and give it back to those people and let them know how much they mean to you. And think about this life that we have that is really, truly so fleeting, so unpredictable, potentially so short, that we take the time to remind ourselves and those around us that love is really the binder of everything and is the thing that can pull anything out of the darkness and make every day absolutely worth it and every relationship you have absolutely worth it. And I have felt that firsthand in many different ways, and also very definitely with my wife. And Missy, I am very, very thankful for you and for all that you allow me to do, like this podcast and taking time away a little bit to either record with somebody or to edit this. I know this podcast means a lot to me. It's been something that I've wanted to do for a really long time. It's hitting a couple of different creative and giving sides of my persona and my personality. So I'm very appreciative that my wife recognizes that and allows me to do this. And I'm hoping that you guys out there are getting something out of it, because it's really, you know, even though it kind of fills those cups for me, if nobody was listening, I really wouldn't keep doing it. So that's another reason why I say, let me know what you think. Let me know what you like or what you want to hear differently, because that lets me know that you're listening here. And so I will, you know, have a little bit of some of the feast this Thanksgiving. And, you know, that makes me think of how I am thankful for my family that I don't get to see that much on Thanksgiving, my siblings, and, you know, how much I miss my oldest sister, Anne, who passed away in 1992, and how much I miss spending Thanksgiving with my dad, who passed away in 1990. So this will be the 26th Thanksgiving without him. That's crazy to me. You know, my dad was a big lover of people and a big lover of big gatherings and having our family all together. And I have many fantastic Thanksgiving and holiday memories and memories from my birthdays, since that's right around this time as well, of my dad. And even though he has not been here for so long, obviously, for medical and scientific reasons, I would not be here without my dad. But this podcast would not exist if my dad was not the man that he was. And I would not care as much or take my role as a father, as a parent, as seriously. And it would not be as big a part of my life and a part of my thoughts almost every minute of every day if it was not for my dad and how proud I am of him and how proud I want to be of myself and how I want my kids to experience that feeling of me, hopefully someday as well. So with that said, Dad, I miss you. I love you. I hope that I'm making you proud. And I hope to be, continue to be, even half of the man and the dad that you were, and have even one-tenth of the legacy that you have and that you have had throughout each and every day since you left this earth. How do I possibly segue out of that? I don't know how. I'm sorry. So in this time of giving thanks in this week, I hope you guys are all able to reflect, remember your own childhood Thanksgiving memories, and think about the memories that you are creating every second that you are spending on this earth and with your family. And, you know, maybe have a semi-unplugged Thanksgiving with your family where it's not everybody is in their smartphones around the tables kind of event. And maybe, you know, make room on your lazy boy chair for somebody else to sit there with you, or sit on the couch with other people so you're not isolated on your lazy boy chair. I don't have anybody specific in mind. I'm not finger pointing. So I will leave it at this. Again, thank you so much for everything, you guys. Be thankful this week for the people and the relationships that you have in your life. Give some extra hugs. Give some extra love. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you guys got a little something out of this quick episode. We'll be back next week with the Kevin Browning episodes that you've been waiting for, and then after that, I've got some new guests to record with and throw some new stuff out there. Joe, I'm looking at you, Joe Bruzzese. You're up next, man. All right, you guys have a great holiday week, and thanks again for listening.